This is TWiT.
Consumer and child advocacy groups say Google's YouTube Kids app involves deceptive marketing aimed at children under the age of five, and they're asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. The app launched on iOS and Android in February. Elizabeth Weiss is a reporter for USA Today, and she joins us now. Welcome to you, Elizabeth.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I didn't pronounce your name right. It's Weiss, isn't it?
Think geese, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you so much for joining, and sorry for messing up your name. Now, before we get into the news, can you tell us what YouTube Kids is and how it works?
So basically, it is an app that you download, and I've actually talked to parents. If you, it's you can kind of, you know, it basically runs an endless stream of short videos that are mesmerizing for kids under the age of five. I mean, it's, you look at it as an adult and you're like, you'd really have to be on some serious drugs for this to be fun. But if you're three, it's great. I've talked to parents who love it. It's a curated series of channels on this app that Google's put together. They've got some nice parental controls so that you can make it so kids can't search and get off of the app, which is useful because if they're in the backseat, it's surprising how quickly they can end up places you don't want them to end up. It also allows parents to put on a time lock so that kids can only watch it for a certain amount of time. So when they launched it, they got a lot of kudos for creating this child-friendly space where parents could relatively confidently hand their phone or their tablet off to the kids and know they weren't going to end up and suddenly be watching something that their parents didn't want them to be watching. Now they've had about a month and a half in, and now we've got these consumer groups, and it's led by the group Democratic Media, but there's a bunch of other groups, the Center for Science and the Public Interest. There's the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, Children Now, Consumer Federation of America, Consumer Watchdog, and Public Citizen. And what they're saying is, when you look at the content that's on this ad, it's all one huge long commercial. And what they're saying is that since the 1970s, the FCC has overseen children's programming. I mean, anybody who grew up watching TV knows that the number of ads per hour in kids programming is limited. It's, I think it's 10 and a half during the week and 12 minutes per hour on the weekends. It's also you're not allowed on TV if you, say, have a My Little Pony show. You're not allowed to have an ad from My Little Pony during that show because the idea is that, and there's been a ton of research done on this to show that kids, especially under the age of five, they just don't have the ability to distinguish between an ad and programming. And to them, it feels like, oh, My Little Pony's saying I should be buying this My Little Pony thing. And so the FCC came down and said, don't do that. But online, there are no rules.
Elizabeth. Yeah, I was going to say, Elizabeth, do those rules, do those TV laws and regulations apply here in the online world? What's the early reading on this?
So far they don't. And that's the issue. The FCC is only concerned with broadcast media. Clearly, an app on your iPhone is not broadcast media. And so what's interesting, and this is going to be interesting to watch as it progresses over time, this coalition of groups didn't go to the FCC. They went to the Federal Trade Commission because the Federal Trade Commission is involved in advertising. And what they're saying is we've had 40 years of regulation from the FCC's standpoint on how we regulate advertising to kids. The FTC now needs to move that to the online realm and look at what are we allowing people to market to kids. Now, Google, it's kind of an interesting back and forth that Google was sending me emails this morning because they were saying, we feel like they're just trying to shut us down and that it's not fair that good content shouldn't be available to people, or it should only be available to people who pay for it. Well, you could say the same thing about, I mean, it's all paid for with ads. What this coalition is saying is the same rules that we've put in place for media aimed at kids on television should also apply to what we're aiming at kids online, because that's where they're moving. There's a ton of research out that shows that kids today, I think 17, last year there was data that showed that 17% of, I mean, these are 3-year-olds are watching an hour a day just on little screens, tablets and iPhones. So that's really where it's moving. But right now, and this is the coalition saying this, it's the Wild West. There's no regulation.
What is Google's response to all this? I mean, they're being accused of lots of things here. What are they saying?
They're saying that when they set up the app, they worked with a lot of child advocates. They feel confident that it's appropriate, though they did say they were happy to talk to anyone who wanted to chat about it. And they're also making that, they're trying to make it a case that advertising has to pay for these things. Otherwise, you would have to put it behind a paywall. And the only way to really make it available to everyone is to have something like this, which is ad supported. And so they had this, it was an interesting little way of saying it, that, you know, we don't feel that this should only be available to those who can afford to pay, which is a little bit of a disingenuous argument because we pay for broadcast television with ads. I mean, there's no reason that these couldn't also be regulated. The question is, how would you do it and who would oversee it? And presumably this group at least thinks that should be the Federal Trade Commission. We don't know yet what the Federal Trade Commission is going to say about that.